Are you familiar with the slang and expressions mentioned in the podcast?
No, I'm not, actually. I haven't heard any of those words. I've heard some other words. I know that, what was it? It was manifest. To manifest is a new word, I think, that has been included in a dictionary recently. But I haven't heard about finfluencer or frogging or any of those other terms.
What other examples can you think of, or do you use regularly?
I don't use too much slang. I think I use a lot of phrasal verbs, but I don't use a great deal of slang, I don't think, because I'm an English teacher, and so I try to use a quite standard language, particularly in front of students. And living abroad, I'm a little out of touch with some of the more modern UK slang.
What's your opinion on how language evolves?
I think it's beautiful. I think it's a great thing. I love new words. And what I like about them is when people combine words so that you can get an idea from the parts. For example, finfluencer. You can probably guess that that fin is from finance, because there's fintech as well, financial and technical. So that gives you an idea that it's probably finance. And influencer, I think, is, again, it was a new word not so long ago to mean people who have a high influence on social networks. And so to combine those things, I think, is really creative and a good thing. And lots of those words stay in the language, and I like it. I think it's a very good, positive thing for the language.